we're not helping you put together a syndication, right? You know, or a, you know, file with the secretary or the SEC, right? We're really, I mean, you think about a little bit of our, the beauty of what we're doing is how simple it is. It's a multi-membered LLC partnership structure wrapped in transparent technology for collaboration and ease of transactions.
Who's this? Oh, you're an entrepreneur? Oh, you're a real estate investor? Oh, you're trying to learn from those who did it? Well, come into the lab then. Put your white coat on, gloves on, notepad, and let's build, y'all.
Real Estate Experiment, what is happening, y'all? Today, I have the pleasure of having the man himself in the flesh here. I mean, you're dialing in from Ohio, I believe, right, Travis? Travis Smith from TribeVest, the CEO of TribeVest, and I'm geeking out. I told Travis this before we even got on the air that, you know, I'm going to have a little bit of interest in this conversation, you know, personally, because, you know, I'm a geek when it comes to this stuff, right? A nerd. You guys know we come from a short-term rental space. And obviously we collaborate with a lot of multifamily syndicators. So when we talk about technology and we talk about having real estate and kind of bridging the two together, I don't think there's a better man in the lab to roll up their sleeves to share with Experiment Nation the impact that he's able to have for not only himself, but the multiple investors in the space. So, I mean, Travis, without further ado, welcome to the lab. How you doing, my friend?
Awesome, Ruben. Good to be here. You're spot on. I mean, you think about the short-term rental space, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, was it even a strategy or an asset class? But it's all through technology. I love it.
Absolutely. And we were just talking about this because you asked me where I'm dialing in from, and I'm currently dialing in from Boston, which you told me you have some connections there. So shout out to Boston. I mean, the outer Lexington area. And again, still our short-term rentals are operating and going, but I think what's really important to touch on, Travis, is you solve the problem. And I always like to say that, you know, truly when I look at a business, it reflects, you know, the business is a reflection of the, you know, the founder behind it, the CEO behind it, because you're scratching your own itch, or you have a problem that you see as a problem that you're trying to solve. So I'm gonna kind of just start from there, so that we can kind of level set. And then I am going to roll out the red carpet, because when we look at your, you know, your background of, you know, experience, you know, working in fintech, you know, for the biggest wealth management firms, right, like Morgan Stanley, I mean, you name it, the list goes on and on. It's fascinating how you're being able to kind of like create something of your own to serve. So let's go back to that for a second. Let's just rewind. What problem were you solving at the time, Travis, when you said, you know, I'm going to create a company that's going to allow people to invest together?
Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't that. It wasn't, I'm going to create a company where we're de-risking, simplifying, and making it easy to do collaborative investing. That eventually came, but you got to go way back 12 years ago, Great Recession. My brothers and I, you know, we're like your listeners. We were, you know, we had good jobs, but we knew there had to be something more, right? And we were in pursuit of financial independence. We had just read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and we were being awakened to, you know, a new way of looking at building wealth and finding that financial independence and freedom. And it wasn't going to be by working more, trading my hours for money, or my time for money. And everybody we knew that was wealthy was investing in real estate or owned businesses. But we realized that, you know, to do that, you need capital, right? You need capital, you need know-how, which neither of which we had. Like, again, we had good jobs, but our family never taught us how to invest. We didn't learn that in school. So we were a little bit stuck. And finally, again, on a fishing trip that we couldn't afford, we said, listen, let's stop talking about deals that we don't know how to do and can't afford. And let's pull together, form a multi-membered LLC, open up a business bank account, start pooling capital, $500 a month at a time. And that's what we did. It was $500 a month at a time. That was a stretch for us, but between the four of us, that was $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. And eventually it led to a deal, which led to another deal, which led to another deal. And, you know, Ruben, by looking back, we can now say, by forming and funding that investor group, we unlocked a future that none of us could have done on our own. And that's when we realized that the power of, you know, the team, the power of pulling our resources. And eventually people started to notice, right? And they said, wait a minute, I have friends, I have people that are like-minded, I have people that are driven, you know, to do the same, have the same ambitions. Can you help us form a tribe? And Ruben, that's when it hit us that, you know, this was bigger than us. Like, it changed our lives, but all of a sudden we started to think about, wait a minute, can we change lives at scale? Like, is this a tool that helps people level up and find new sources of wealth, new sources of cash flow, new sources of independence? And the answer is yes. And so that was the moment we were like, let's build something special and leave our mark.
I always find it interesting when I have, you know, a guest like you, you know, comes into the lab, because there's a lot of, like, you know, I listen very closely when someone like you is speaking, and there's a lot of keywords that, you know, have nothing to do with real estate, right? You know, tribe, wealth, experience, like-minded. I mean, these are kind of these key elements that keep popping up. And I think it's important to highlight that, because I think those are some of the foundations to kind of, you know, what we call our experiments, right, in a lab. Mm. So let's take a step back for a second, because you said some key things. So you found like-minded group, and you said, let's, what I love about what you said is very tactical. You said, let's stop talking about deals that we can't even fund. Let's start with a proof of concept, it sounds like, by again pulling your money together. Initially, what was that? Was that just maybe I missed it? Was that just a regular account when you, because it sounds like, yeah, the idea is more the concept of, like, and now you found something to support this concept, right? Or you built, yeah, something, not found, you built. So what was it? Was it just sending money to one joint account? Like, what did that look like?
Yeah. So let's, you know, first of all, I'm just picking up some good vibes here in terms of, you know, like mindsets, maybe similar disciplines, experiments. Lean Startup is kind of a book that is foundational for our culture here at TribeVest. Yes. And it's about the minimal viable product, right? Like, what can we get it out? What's minimal, but it's got to be viable, and which means it's measurable. And that means that's one. And if we have one, we can do two, right? It's it's going from zero to one is the hard part. If you get the one, whatever that one is, like, we can get to two, we can get to 10, we can get to 100. So that's like how we think. And that's how it went down. You know, it was, what was that minimal viable product for us? We were stuck, right? And for us, it was, if we formed an LLC, if we opened up a business bank account and we started putting capital in, we knew into a bank account, right? Into a bank account together, we knew that would create the momentum that would certainly lead to an investment. And we were right. So that was the first thing. It was like, we don't know how, we don't know what we're going to invest in, but if we pull our capital and put enough capital, then when opportunity knocked, or, you know, as we started to get excited and find different ways of investing, all of a sudden it was real because we had capital, right? And it wasn't until that moment that we were investors. And that was it. Like, as soon as we put that capital into that LLC, Ruben, we were investors. We were investors.
I love
into
that.
Our business, right? We were investors into our business, and we were going to do it. We were going to do it. That was what cemented it.
You know, I love that, Travis, because it's, you know, we often talk about it. It's, who is the person that I need to become to get the goal that I want to get to, right? And so when and then when we ask that question, the next is, what would that person do, right? Like, what would Travis do, right? What would an investor do? And I think sometimes this is important for our listeners or whoever's watching, that you're not supposed, if your goals are big enough, you're not supposed to know how. And it's crazy because I have it right here. I just started reading, I'm listening to it on Audible right now, I'm going to put it on the screen here for a second. It's Who Not How, right? Like who Not How, right? It's literally, let's take the action first, right? Let's gain the momentum. And then when you find the opportunity, right, then you'll be in a position where you're prepared to pull the trigger. But sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. We're like, okay, I'm trying to get to there, but I'm not really taking the next steps required that maybe that person that we want to be like, or that we strive to be like, would take those actions. That's why I really like how you said that, because when you open up the LLC, when you open up that bank account, you were an investor then, because you were taking the actions that an investor would take. I love that 100%. So much. I don't think you appreciate it.
Man. 100%. Yeah, it is. It's about building that momentum, And I love the way you framed it. It's, you know, what would somebody that does do what we're trying to do? What do they do? And that's how you get that incremental step. You know, it's humans by nature, we vastly overestimate, you know, what we can do in a month, right? Or a day, right? And so, and that's why, because we overestimate, meaning we're trying to make the big accomplishment in a short amount of time, right? Versus, you know, and what we also do is we vastly underestimate what we can do in a year or what we can do in a lifetime. And so by, you know, putting that in perspective, like, what am I going to do this month that's going to lead to where I really want to be? Don't try to get to where I'm trying to be like today, next week, next month. Let's take a step. What's the step that gets me there in 3 months, whatever that goal is, a year, but, you know, being realistic and taking those steps. I love it.
Yeah, got to get your reps in. That's really what it is. You're talking about the compound effect. That's definitely what we, you know, that exponential growth over time with the compounding efforts you've made, which, let's talk about that. So you guys are putting that money in an account. I'm not quite sure that I captured which type of investment was your first investment. You want to talk about that just to give the lab a little bit of context?
It's funny. We'll bounce back and forth between the Origin Tribe, which is still going today, still putting in $500 a month, and, you know, up to it's afforded us to do all sorts of things now, but so the tribe, the first deal was a passive investment into a real estate syndication, actually a physician's office in Pasadena. And it's been a great investment. It was one of these things where we would have never been able to invest in something like that until we had the capital. And once we had the capital, it's amazing. You know, there's deals all around you, right? But unless you tell somebody that you are an investor, unless you tell somebody that you're out there looking for deals, you never know where those deals are. So as soon as we did start to put capital into our tribe's account, we said, hey, we're an investor group looking for deals. And so when we were at parties and barbecues and stuff, we would say, hey, we're actually looking to make moves. And as soon as we did that, all of a sudden deals start to attract to you. And before, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea these deals were around us, right?
That's crazy. That's like the reticular activating system, right?
Like, it activated something that was there the whole time. It was dormant, right? And now, just by announcing that I'm an investor, that I have capital, all of a sudden these things got activated.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, Travis, I always wonder, like, what are some other, as I continue to get educated, continue to invest in myself, continue to learn, I'm always wondering, like, man, what are some gaps that are completely like complete blind spots today that I will look in the future and be like, you didn't see that. It was right in front of you, because it's so true. We don't pay attention to what we don't know. And I'll give you an example, right? I recently got, shout out to Amex. I'm going to get them to sponsor me on the show or something. So I'm going to drop it in here. Amex Platinum. So I got a Platinum. Oh, and I never used to use like the lounges, right? Like I just, whatever. I used to, you know, I'm not even going to say like, we used to just travel like we used to travel until I realized that I had this card. And I'm like, hold on. I got a bunch of access to all these lounges. And so now at the airport, I see the sign everywhere. Centurion this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like looking for, I'm not even looking for it. I'm seeing them. But before, I was like, it didn't even occur to me. I would just be at the airport and not even know these things existed. So I'm just thinking, I'm like, how many other things in my life? And I know there's going to be a bunch, right? Like I love businesses. We're talking about it. Like I love the idea of exit, buying businesses, right? And then selling businesses. But there's things that I'm learning over time that I might not know, that I'm driving by maybe a business that could be bought, but I don't have the knowledge, the reticular activating system yet. But then when I was in short-term rentals, like before then, maybe I didn't notice as many Airbnbs. Like it's just fascinating, truly. And I think this is why we're here. You asked me before we got online, like, who is your audience? That, you know, this is the point, is the reason why I have people like Travis step into the lab, is so that you can activate your reticular activating system and say, you know what? Like, I do have people who want to pull their money together. I just haven't even told them. I haven't even pitched it to them. I haven't even addressed this. We're all trying to fight a battle individually. And this is why we have the show, to kind of like give you that paradigm shift in your respective lab so that you can apply. So I love that we got into this conversation somehow, which is always deeper than real estate and tech, but I want to get right back into this.
I love the activation, man. You're right. Like, and that's what's fun about being an entrepreneur, is we're always growing. We're always reaching. We're always stretching. And when we're doing that, light bulbs are turning on, and all of a sudden we have a different angle, and things that were right in front of us are now illuminated. And and group investing is one of those things. Like, people are like, group investing, is that a thing? And it's like, oh yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, it certainly makes sense. Pool capital, spread risk, get where you're going faster. Like, the math works. But, you know, I've been told never to do business with friends and family. So does it work? Mm. Well, you know, yeah, that's true. Don't set up any businesses poorly with your friends and family. But the truth is, the wealthy have been, you know, doing group investing forever because they set it up the right way. They have the resources to do it. And now there's technology out there that makes it easy. Make sure you're doing it the right way. And yeah, it's accessible now, and it's affordable. So I think a lot of people are like going through that kind of process with collaborative investing. They're like, they're curious. And then they're realizing that through transparent technology, that this is it, not only is it safe, it actually is the safest way to do it. Right. If you're trying to level up on something, as you know, that's hard. And to find confidence with people, you know, and trust, like, let's go, let's do
well,
it.
Well, let's get into the meat and the potatoes. But before I do like to, you know, kind of like, I love seeing the progression. Right. So I do want to just kind of just settle into that progression before we get into the meat and potatoes of what today. Cause I really want to get into that, but let me ask you. So, just, we like to give tactical. So if you don't mind, we're kind of lift open the hood and kind of have a look into kind of your world, because I think it gives people good context, especially numbers wise. So tell me, between the time that you and your friends were investing, or I think it was your brother, siblings, brother. Okay. Yeah. It was brother. Right. Cool. So, by the way, how many of you guys?
Four of us.
Four brothers?
Yeah, four brothers.
Cool. I'm going to send this to my brother. Nathan, quit playing games, bro. Set up that tribe fest. We're going to set up a tribe. No, it's funny because we just shout out to Nathan. We just got him his first short-term rental, so we're excited about that. But strength in numbers. Let's pull our money together for something bigger. So where I was going with this is four brothers, $500 every month.
Yep.
You're now see yourself as investors. So that's activated while the accounts are growing. How long did it take and how much did you guys have collectively in that account before you pulled the trigger?
So it was about 12 months. So it was 12 months, $24,000 was enough. Actually, I think 25,000 we had to kind of pull together to get over that threshold. And that was our first one. And
a 506B fund or something like that? Or like what kind of investment was this?
You know, it was real estate syndication. We were going in as a passive investors. And that was a little disappointing, a little anticlimactic, to be honest with you. It was like, here we go. Like, let's do this. We're in real estate. And then we kind of realized that we were a passive investor and we felt a little gypped. So
tell me about that. That's hilarious. What tell me what your thought is there. I'm curious.
You know, so much of going with your tribe is learning and growing, right? Mm. Learning and growing. So trust me, we learned and we grew. Like, we learned that you can pull capital and what it means to have capital. We knew what it meant to be an investor and how deals start to come your way. And we got into deals that most of the populations don't get into. So we learned a lot. And in fact, today we still do a ton of passive investing into real estate syndication. But we wanted to do active real estate.
Yeah.
And so our next one, right, which was about 12 months later, the other real estate was cash flowing. But we were all excited about all the things that come with real estate, the tax benefits, the ability to leverage it, right? And to make it a business. I mean, it's a business. When it's an active real estate, it's a business. We were excited about that piece of it. And so our next one was a single family rental, and it went great. I mean, it went great. We did another one of those. Eventually, we got back into passive investing because we had other things going on in our lives and it wasn't going to be our full-time thing. So that's where we went. And then we did get into short-term rentals. A big thing for us is kind of owning a vacation home, but using technology and turning it into a cash flowing asset while being something that we can use. That's kind of our new jam.
I love that.
And we have an awesome place in Cape Cod, man. That's our favorite place to go in the whole world.
Oh, that's where, right, so that's where I'm going to be in a month. I'm getting married in Cape Cod.
Right on. I'm going to be out there in middle of June. And then I'm going to be in Boston in July for my cousin's wedding. So.
Oh, well, our wedding is June 4th. So we're going to be I was talking to the short-term rental guy or the owner on site. Shout out to Ken. You're going to kill me for saying that, but they're grossing some stupid numbers out there. Like for perspective, definitely like close to like $500,000 a year.
I mean, we bought out there at just the right time. It was, you know, just before the pandemic. And it was, of course, everybody was looking to get out of the city.
Come on, please do tell. You're in the lab now. Tell us the numbers. What do you guys got going on out there? Come on.
Well, I think, you know, we bought in Dennisport for about $400K. And
when was this?
2020, beginning of 2019, maybe. Uh-huh. 2019. And, you know, nice four bedroom, two bath.
Did you say 400K?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. 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 Go back 4 years. I mean, just go back three years. And I think it was 2019. Now I'm thinking about it, but it would have been out of our price range now. I'll tell you that. So like the appreciation side has been incredible. And then our short-term rents have been amazing. My brother's the one that's been running it. I'm trying to think what we're getting there a week, but I'll send you the
come on,
the
send us the good.
I'll we'll send make sure you the listing. I'll send every you, yes, share with yes, your send, audience, send man. You guys listing. Come stay at awesome. Our place. It's awesome.
Absolutely. I will certainly we love it out there. Like gosh.
We're gonna be in Orleans. There's no place like it in the world. You know, like you can go to 6 different beaches, none of them are the same. The food, the people. It's just beautiful, man. There's like, it's everything. I don't know. I love that place. It's magical. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Experiment Nation, I always experiment. And the reason why is I'm always trying to find the best tool, the best method, and the best vehicle to help me get to my end goal. One of the tools that we use in the short-term rental space is Guesty for Hosts. Now, Experiment Nation, you know that I love to test things and I wouldn't be sharing with you anything that I don't use myself. As a short-term rental superhost, Airbnb superhost, listings that we own and co-host at the same time, I can tell you that there's no better software to allows us to streamline our business. Right now, currently, there's actually 3 properties right now that are currently where guests are checking in and I'm here with you and I did not need to send in check-in instructions for these current properties, right? There are multiple ways that you can streamline your operation from on the front end and on the back end, from being able to create a website, from being able to get income reports for your team, to looking at statistics, to setting up auto reviews, to integrating your smart lock so that you don't have to sit here and send every day and remind yourself to send the passcodes for your smart locks. No, instead you can integrate directly the exact same way that you can actually send your cleaners a link so that they don't have to remind themselves when they need to go to cleanings. There's text reminders that go out. There's links that can go out for them. This is a tool that if you're looking to give a smooth experience for your team on the back end, it will truly reflect, and it does for your guests on the front end. Make sure you go to host.guesty.com and use our unique link. Our unique link will be in our bio in the show notes. If you're currently watching this, you'll see it right here at the bottom of my screen. Use this unique link so that you can tell Guesty that I sent you. You don't want to miss out on this. You need a PMS, property management software, in your business if you're looking to operate like a super host that you deserve to be, so that your guests can have the best experience that they deserve to have at your properties. Again, that host.guesty.com. Use our unique link that is here on the screen, in the bio, and in the show notes if you're listening to this, guys. Happy hosting.
No, that's the hack. Like I love lifestyle businesses, and so why not own an asset that when you're not staying there will make you money, appreciated value, cash flow. And of course we can geek out on technology like we always do. So that's super. So fast forward, you've kind of started to, you're gaining momentum now with your brothers, and you know, this concept is starting to work. I know that you have the fintech background. You've done a lot of stuff. At what point do you say, let's take our money out of the banks, or maybe I'm missing, or okay, kind of give us an idea. What's TribeFest? How does it work? So that we can get some context. Is it leveraging the banks? Is it, you know, is it really building the community? Is it an analytical tool? Like, help us understand what TribeFest is for Experiment Nation.
Yeah. So, it's a utility that's developing into a community.
Mm.
So we started with the utility, but the community is growing fast, and we're building technology to enhance and scale that community as we speak. But let's start with the utility, the tool, right? So now with TribeVest, you can start your tribe. It's $29 a month if you buy annually, $39 a month if you buy monthly. You come in, you name your tribe, you come up with a mission, the goals for the tribe, detailing any investments that you have your eye on, either whether it's an investment type like a short-term rental, or if you have a specific unit picked out, you put it all in the plan, right? You put it all in the plan, and then we give you the ability to share that plan out with your tribe. So, you know, we were talking about activating this. Like, you guys have probably all talked about doing deals with your friends. Well, now you can come in, build this, and you can actually share the plan before you've paid that $29 a month, by the way. So come in, do that. And then you activate your tribe and you file your LLC. We're integrated with all the all 50 states, Secretary of States. So we get back that articles of organization. You're officially an LLC. You go through onboarding with an onboarding specialist, and you're making selections on the bylaws for the company, for the LLC. You know, how many members? What's the capital contribution? How are we making decisions? You know, is this member manage or manager manage? And we just make it really easy. It's not hard. It's, you don't need rocket science. You just need to make sure that you're making the decisions that you need to make, and you're putting together a governing document for everybody to sign, right? And so we're doing all that. And then from the minute you get your articles of organization back, the LLC back from the Secretary of State, the minute you've opened up an FDIC insured business bank account that your LLC owns. So that LLC owns that business banking checking account. And we can do that in a minute. So you think about, like, how long does it take you to get your LLC filed? Well, if you're in South Carolina, you can literally get your LLC back in hours, which means you would have your business bank account in hours, which means you could be pulling capital and doing a deal that same day.
How in the heck are you guys doing that?
Yeah, well, we can nerd out a little bit here for sure. So as you know, I come from the fintech background. I started with Morgan Stanley. I've always had this desire and yearning to build wealth for myself. And I went into a business where I was thinking, I'm going to go help people build wealth. Like, what's cooler than that? And when I got to Wall Street, I realized that that wasn't what I was doing, right? I was like selling investment products. I wasn't, you know, helping people reach their dreams or find financial freedom. I say I was saved by software. I ended up working for a number of fintechs throughout my career, early employees and startups. Eventually I was working with a company called Jack Henry and Associates, mm-hmm. which 3,000 banks run on their back end and front end. And,
wow, I didn't know that.
And I headed up their strategic alliances and enterprise payments. And to give you an idea of like the cool technology that we were doing and who we were working with, our team worked with Acorns, if you're familiar with them.
Of course, the investing app, yeah. They have Acorns.
And they, you know, they were really ahead of, they were the first that really helped you auto ACH from your bank account into an investing account, right? Mm. So we helped with that technology. And you remember, like, so going back to this, I'd already set up this technology for my brothers, right? Like, we were automatically depositing, but not Acorns of, you know, cents or dollars. We were putting in $500 a month each. Yeah,
same concept.
And so that was like when things started to really click. Of course, I had all the connections with the banks, knew how to move money. And so to put together an MVP, a first version, right, an experiment, I pieced that together. That was 3 years ago. Fast forward, you know, have my co-founder, CTO, Zach Bowers. We have our deep integration with our bank, our sponsor bank. So it's not TribeVest where your money is. It's an FDIC insured business bank account that the company owns. We're integrated with all the all the Secretary of States. So, you know, we're going to the Secretary of State. We're making it super easy to submit file your LLC. We're waiting on that paperwork. That paperwork gets deposited into your tribe's dashboard. So as soon as it comes back, it's literally on your dashboard along with your operating agreement and all your other documents.
This is sick. This is like sick. because that's what I was thinking. I'm like, like you got the bank component, but then you also said the Secretary of State component, because that was going to be my next thing. Like, you know, we've all used things like, I don't know, Ink File or something like that to like on LLC. I mean, it's just
Legal Ink or Legal Zoom, you know.
So, guys, so it's like Acorns slash your local bank slash your local security secretary, excuse me, of state.
Yeah, Secretary of State integration.
Had a baby, and they just boom, TribeVest is born. But you know what's crazy? Like, I love this, and we were just talking about branding offline. Utility developed into community. That is, you got to run with that, man. That's crazy. So tell me about the impact, because this is so fascinating. So tell me what you're seeing, because your testimonials and case studies must be so fun to just sit in on and just see, like, what are you seeing? How is the community using this, and how can Experiment Nation use this? Because you said, like, across the board, like Airbnb, like, can do syndicators use that, or does it get too complex? Like, what can it do? What can it do?
Yeah, I think it's great, very important. Great question. So we're not helping you put together a syndication, right? You know, or a, you know, file with the secretary or the SEC, right? We're really, I mean, you think about a little bit of the beauty of what we're doing is how simple it is. It's a multi-membered LLC partnership structure wrapped in transparent technology for collaboration and ease of transactions. And so, you know, what we've done is we've turned every single deal on and off the internet now is a multiplayer experience, right? Mm. So anything you had to do on your own before, now you can easily come together and do it with your tribe. And that's powerful. And you think about, like, the community that we're building, right? And we talked a little bit about this, like, we want to partner with you and, you know, because you specialize in short-term rentals, right? And you bring a lot of value. Well, we have tribes that are like my brothers, right? Like, we came, we have capital, and we're trying to learn, and we need access to people and, you know, companies like yours. And so that's the community that we're starting to connect. But, you know, even before that, before we start kind of bringing in resources and, you know, things for that community, what's going on our platform is, you know, one person comes in, they bring on average another 4.5 people to form their tribe. Right. And then, you know, over 50% of our business is from people that came in, are members of a tribe, and they go off to start a new and additional tribe with some other soul circle. Right. And so the virality and, you know, just this wanting to share, right? Like, you can go onto our website at tribebest.com and click on our tribes, and you just see a wall of testimonials and what we call our stories of tribe investing. Like, there's people telling their story and they're passionate about it because they unlock something. Like, they unlock something, they're doing something they would have never done. They never could have done it on their own, or they never would have done it on their own. And now they want to say, like, I want to tell my friends about this. I want them in my tribes. And if they're not in my tribe, I want them to start their own tribe. And that's what's happening.
I love it. And you guys got to check this out. I'm doing it right now. You know, if you're listening to this, obviously keep your hands on the wheel. Well, I've never done this. I'm going to experiment something. I got one screen right now, so I am pulling it up right here if you're on the show. I've actually never shared my screen on a show before, but why not? We're in the lab. We try something new. You got your tribe stories right here, y'all. tribevest.com/tribe-stories. And I mean, that's just fascinating. You know, I didn't realize all the case studies that you have here. You're building that community. This is powerful stuff, man. I want to hear.
You can also check out our YouTube. Our YouTube account also is loaded, actually, with that's our first season on there, and we call it a season. We have two seasons. So
love that, man. That's super. You got me all excited about this thing that you guys have built. You know, one thing that came to mind, and I'm just thinking like an entrepreneur, I mean, you already have the banks, right? integrated or the relationships.
That's right.
One key relationship that I think could, you know, serve you I just recently connected with the gentleman, Chris Ledwidge from thelender.com, which specializes in short-term rental loans, like debt DSCR loans, and asset depletion loans, which I didn't know about. That I just see so many opportunities for partnerships for you guys. You guys are going to crush it.
Yeah. You think about that. I mean, shame on us if we're not connecting our tribes to people that are vetted and suited for what they're doing. Right. Yeah. And we're doing that on some scale, but we're just getting started. And again, that's a little bit of that building this community of resources, even deal flow partners, deal flow sources, and then services, you know, service partners that bring just something to the table that's unique to our tribe's application. So if it's short-term rental, you know, and they want to outsource their management of that, like we want to connect them with people in their area or whatever it is. Or if they want to get a loan, that people that specialize in short-term rental loans, like let's make sure we connect them with that. So that's where the future, we're not there yet. We're rolling out our mobile app, which we consider our community layer. And it's going to just, it's taking that utility and taking it to the, you know, the next level, next generation. That's coming this summer.
What are you? I gotta get you here while you're in the flesh. Wow, I could still get to you, man. You're going to blow off. Travis, what do you envision? I mean, you kind of alluded to this, but I like that, you know, you're here in the lab with me. You know, we can at least say he was in the lab and he told us he would take it there. And I remember it was the, you know, May 5th, 2022. What are some experiments that you want to put out into the, you know, into the existence that you foreshadow or forecast your company is going to do? Maybe it's the next 3, maybe it's the next 5, maybe it's the next decade. Like, where do you want to take this thing? So we hear it from you here first.
Yeah. I mean, our mission, our vision is that we normalize group investing, right? And you think about it, you know, more than ever, like there's never been more access to different types of investments. But at the same time, there's never been more noise. And it's never like, I think people have anxiety. Like I know I did, like, and I do, I do like all the different ways you can invest now, right? And we've been told as a society that you've got to go it alone. Like you've got to go it alone, especially in this country.
Yeah. There's a lot of individualism. Like, hey, like even, even the idea of being a co-owner is kind of like, you know, what is it? Own nothing, control everything. I mean, kind of like switching up that. There's, you're to your point, there's this big thing of like this ego of like, you know, self-made.
That's right.
It's this, you know,
yeah, it's
no such thing.
There's hey, look, you're always gonna want to be building yourself, right? Build yourself. But I like, we're waking up the world and saying you don't have to do it yourself all the time. Right. And that's why we're saying, you know, 20% of your capital, 20% of your investments should be with your tribe. And it's because of what your tribe represents, right? Your tribe represents you leveling up. Your tribe represents you getting into more deals more often, right? So keep doing what you're doing on your own, but find a tribe that pushes you, that helps you grow. And that's, you know, that's what we won't stop. We won't stop until not everybody has one tribe, but everybody has two tribes. And, we have one of the ways that we're going to chip away at this wealth gap that's out there. It's all about ownership, man. As you know, like being an entrepreneur, that's freedom. And when you own things, when you own your process, when you own your business, when you own your land, you're free. You have options. When you have options, you're free. And I think nothing captures that more than short-term rentals, in terms of like you own the property, you can short-term rental it. If you want, you can long-term rental it. You can move in it, right? You can leverage it. Like it's a business. And so how do we empower more people to find that? Because that's happiness.
Well, we're here with you, and that's how we do it. It's a start. You know, you step into the lab, you share with us the success stories, you plant the seed, as always said. And I want to thank you personally today for coming in and planting the seed into our lab so that we can, you know, hopefully you're taking notes of this, right? If you weren't even thinking about it, hopefully it's kind of opened up your mind. And then better yet, if it's opened up your mind, better yet, there's a tool that can expedite that process for you and keep in an organized manner amongst you and your peers and or your loved ones. So Travis, I can't thank you enough for stepping into the lab. I know I pulled up your site very quickly here while I was, you know, we're on the air on the show. If you're watching this, tribevest.com, that's a V as in Victor, EST, right? .com. You know, where else can people, you know, tap in? We can see, you know, we got the gear there, which nice shirt. I'm going to look to get one as well.
Yeah, I'll send one out, man. You got to get the swag.
Absolutely. Yeah, but yeah, so, where can we tap in with you, man?
Tribevest.com. And, you know, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can reach out to me on Twitter. It's Tribe Trav. I don't have a ton of followers yet, but we're getting there. LinkedIn's kind of my main platform, which I'm pretty active on. Yeah. And then YouTube, like follow us on YouTube. That's where we post all of our stories of Tribe Vesting. You know, as I mentioned before, more important than telling the Tribe Vest story is telling our customers' stories, you know, their journeys. That's our story. That's our legacy. So, you know, go to YouTube and go to Tribe Best for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll definitely make sure we include that in the show notes. If you're driving, like we always say, keep your hands on the wheel. We'll be including those and all those case studies as well will be on the website, which we'll include in the show notes. But hey, just like that, he came with a proof of concept. He came with his tribe, and now he's Tribe Vest. Of course, Tribe Vested. That's Tribe, or is it Tribe Trav? Is that what it is? I love that. I love
Tribe that. Trav is my
tribe,
personal.
Tribe Trav. I love that. I love that. He is here with us. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Travis, for coming in here, man. Really appreciate you. And just like that, we are out, y'all.
If you're a real estate professional, a real estate agent, a real estate investor, a lender, a multifamily syndicator, a contractor, you name it, and you're looking to grow your online presence, but you have no idea how to get started or simply don't have the time, at Invested Talent, we help real estate professionals extend their current business to social media. Why is this important? Without this, you wouldn't be listening to this show, and your own host, Ruben Kanya, and his team would not have done deals they've done today. As a matter of fact, social media has helped us keep this show together, which now exceeds $1 billion worth of real estate from our guests collectively. That's right. Our reputation, opportunities, partnerships, and most importantly, real estate transactions were started directly from social media. If you're a real estate professional and you lack an existence on a media platform, Invested Talent can help. Simply go to investedtalent.com/social media and make sure you click the Get in Touch button to get in touch with our team. Again, that's investedtalent.com/social media and get in touch with our team. You focus on being the brand and we'll help you build it. Now, if you know anything about the lab, you know that we like to give practical advice. So if you feel that this podcast was of any value to you, please be sure to leave us a review on iTunes by going directly to the podcast app. From the show's page, scroll all the way down and leave us a review. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe by clicking the subscribe button and leave us a comment. Lastly, and most importantly, share this episode with a friend you feel will benefit this episode the most. Remember, there's a you and I in build. Let's build, y'all.